It's Monday, April 27th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Everything's normal. Everything is normal. Everything is normal. Everything is normal.
I'm interested in the job you have posted. It's too bad about what happened when you flashed in the pan. Due to personal reasons, I said nothing in therapy. We just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. In the future, everyone will be my friend for 15 minutes and we'll look amazing when we're in portrait mode. We are writers, creatives, we work remotely. I am furiously jeweling on the coffee shop patio. Don't wanna hug, don't wanna talk to a dude. Man, I'll be in the corner, bring me water and food. I'm on the outside looking in at you, inside looking out. It's your best life if it's the life that you're living right now. Don't want instructions, but don't know what to do. Man, I'll be in the corner, bring me water.
A very, very, very interesting day. Great minds think a lot, and so do ours when it's boring. Let's pretend we're not bitter or better than everything. They say smiling's contagious, but you know, so is yawning. In the future, no compliments are begrudgingly given, and we are not pathologically incapable of sincerity. We are writers, creatives, we work remotely. I'm getting a Gucci logo stick and poke. It's cheaper than therapy. Don't wanna hug, don't wanna talk to a dude. Man, I'll be in the corner, bring me water and food. I'm on the outside looking in at you, inside looking out. It's your best life if it's the life that you're living right now. But don't know what to do, man. I'll be in the corner, bring me water and food. Maybe you'll learn to make do with what you're doing without. It's your best life if it's the life that you're living right now.
Everything is normal. 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 Everything is normal.
What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show. Sounds of My Head favorites, Cheekface from Los Angeles, California. That was their new single, Best Life. I thought it was quite catchy, as I usually do for things released by Cheekface. Quite a fan of that band, and they are really good at staggering releases. They just trickle them out, and I eat them up, and I love them, and I put them on the show a lot of the time, because they're always really good. Speaking of things that are really good, how about this band from Melbourne, Australia? They're called Cool Sounds, and they had this album that came out some years ago, and I never knew about it. And then more recently, like in the last couple years, I heard of them, and I put them on the show, and I thought they were great. And then they just recently re-released this older album or something. I'm not 100% sure, but it showed up in the Spotify and it showed up in Bandcamp. And it's like, I don't know where this came from, but it says it's old and I'd never heard of it. And it's great because Cool Sounds is really good. So we're going to hear two songs off this newly re-released, maybe, old album called Dance Moves. We're going to hear the songs Heartbreak and Overgate. Both are great, and I think you're going to really like these two songs and the whole record. So if you like them, definitely pick up the whole thing. Dance Moves by Cool Sounds. They are really offering some legitimately cool sounds. So truth in advertising with their name. Here we go, Cool Sounds with Heartbreak and Overgate right now on The Sounds of My Head.
that's fun or wasted away. I took the long road home and it never paid off for me. It's a feat of proof as I'm walking around the city in a torrent of rain. It's a feat of proof as I'm walking around the city.
That was two songs in a row by a band from Brooklyn, New York called Nation of Language. I've played them on the show a number of times. Most recently, last fall, maybe, they had a single, and they've got a few more singles they've released since then, probably all building up to a new album that's going to come out at some point. But the ones we just heard were Friend Machine and Tournament, both excellent, both singles, both by Nation of Language. Really great synth music. I dig it. It's like the 80s called, and they want their sound back, and in the best possible way. Very good. Speaking of things that sound like things that are other than what they are, how about Yin Yin? There's this band called Yin Yin. They're from the Netherlands. They've got this album called The Rabbit That Hunts Tigers, and it is really great. And you're listening to it, and you're like, what is this? Is this from, like, some sort of Southeast Asian? What is it? No, it's like some dudes in the Netherlands, and spectacularly good. It's all instrumental. which usually, of course, that would just mean I'm talking over it, which, of course, on this episode, I am talking over it. But I've been waiting to put it on proper because I really want to focus people's attention on just how great some of this music is. So I think these songs stand alone very well, even if they're instrumental. I think you're just going to super dig them. The first one is called One Inch Punch, and the second one is called Su Yi, maybe. I don't know how to say things, but really good record. So if you like these two songs, definitely check out this record by Yin Yin. And check out these two songs right now on The Sounds of My Head, One Inch Punch and Su Yi, right now.
We'll be right back. You know, one of the patterns in the Trump administration and Jared being in any way involved in the response to the pandemic is an illustration of it, is that, you know, because Trump only appointed people who he was sure were totally loyal to him, irrespective of their qualifications for whatever job he was giving them, who were totally ill-suited for the jobs they were given. What surprised me, if I'm a person like, I don't know, Rick Perry, who has called for the abolishment of the Energy Department without knowing anything about what goes on inside the Energy Department, and then Donald Trump offers me the chance to run the Energy Department, I think my response, if he offers me that, is to say, no, as a patriotic American, I can't do that because not only do I really not know anything about it, I've shown everybody I don't know anything about it. It would be an embarrassment. And if Jared Kushner is offered the chance to run some sort of pandemic response unit, the thing he should do is say, I don't know. You know, there are other people who know. I understand Trump is basically kind of insane in some way, and he will offer people these jobs. I'm just amazed how many people take the jobs, because these are people who are not completely insane.
Look at the world. Phenomena that they call plutocratic populism. The idea is that the plutocrats in the country, the big money, have an agenda in the Republican Party: tax cuts for the super rich and deregulations on polluting industries and that sort of thing is just not broadly popular. And so to win elections, they've got to form an alliance that broadens the coalition to get voters. And so what they've done is struck up a kind of an expedient pact with lower educated white nationalists who are attracted to the populist rhetoric that takes on the elites and says the system is rigged and that minorities are getting ahead of them. A lot of the rhetoric is sort of tinged with racism. And so you have this strange bifurcated alliance going on where you've got actual elites, some of the richest sort of corporate powers in the country have an alliance with the people who feel themselves left out and sort of stepped on. That coalition is very much represented in these two people. Mitch McConnell represents the plutocrats, and Trump represents the populists. And so they have to work together to get reelected. Neither of them's got enough popularity on their own to win an election. But if they unite, they can win reelection, even if they detest each other, these political scientists said. And it seems in some ways they do.
McConnell is one of the wealthiest people in the Senate, and Kentucky is one of the poorest states in the country. There's a really interesting billboard that there's a photograph of in the magazine, in the New Yorker, in your piece. Do you want to describe that billboard?
It's a billboard with a big blown-up picture of Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao, and they're in their black tie, kind of, you know, going out regalia. And underneath it, the sign says, "We're rich. How y'all doing?"
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Yin Yin back there, we heard another band from Melbourne, Australia, Like Cool Sounds. This one's called Banana Gun, one word, Banana Gun. And we heard a couple songs off a couple singles. First, Do Ya, and then Out of Reach, both super great songs. And I love how they kind of channel this like 60s vibe. Really cool, but this is new music, of course, coming out in 2019, 2020. These are new songs and really great. I love them. And I like everything really by Banana Gun. So if you like those two songs, check out the EPs and singles they're from. Check out other stuff they've released. It's all really cool. Well done, Banana Gun. I can't wait to hear more of what you're putting out. Then after Banana Gun, we heard three songs by a band I've played before, the Janines from New York. We heard Been in the Dark and Everyone Should Be Warned. Both of those came off their new Things Change EP, which is a relatively recent release. And then just before I started talking, we heard the Janines doing an acoustic version of a song called Too Late, which I think I played the original version of Too Late on the show a while ago, whenever it was new on some release that they had. But then they've more recently released this EP of their songs in acoustic form. And I thought it was really nice hearing kind of the stripped down version of their already relatively stripped down songs. So great stuff. And if you liked all that, you should check it all out. The Janines, very good. Big fan of these guys. And that was fun. All right, finishing up this here episode of the show, a band from France called Barbagallo. Is that how you say it? I have no idea. Barbagallo? That's what I'm going to say. This comes off an album called Terra Bust, and the song is called Amara Terra Mia, I think. And yeah, it's pretty great. I was excited by the song, and I just immediately picked up the EP, and I don't really like the EP that much. I just like this one song a lot, it seems. But I thought it was good enough to put on the show, and it seems like a good song to kind of wind a show down with, so it's kind of good for nighttime listening or something. Pretty great. So here we go, Barbagallo, finishing up this year episode of the show with Amara Terra Mia.
Sole alla valle, sole alla cor- calite ormai senza speranza.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Ping Jing, The Secret Valley of Cusco, and Disco Disco, all three by Yin Yin. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you can find links to where you can follow me on social media, including Spotify, where you can find a playlist for season 17 and listen to all the songs I play on the show where available in Spotify without having to listen to me talk. It's pretty nice. Though at least one of the songs on this episode is not in there. We'll see you in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of the show, assuming that we all stay alive. So we got that to look forward to, hopefully. Bye.